This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bitar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
A doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
It's that time of the week again. Advanced Medicine next hour with Robert Scott Bell Show. And Dr. Bitar, anything exciting happen over the weekend for you? Did you go out to see the kids? Anything of fun variety in your life? Want to make sure the spice of life is still happening for you.
Actually, I got to spend the weekend with both my sons, so it was a good weekend from that perspective, yeah.
Awesome. Well, great. Yeah, I went out to the range with my son, and we got to shoot all kinds of crazy things because twice a year they have this big event where all these vendors come together and you can shoot on the open outdoor range anything you want, like fully automatic stuff and flamethrowers. You're talking about, I felt like Tim the Tool Time Taylor. Arr, 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 arr. You feel real, you know, arr, all the masculinity comes out, and everybody had a good time, though. Nobody got shot.
That's a good thing.
You know, that's the amazing thing about, you know, if you really respect firearms like the folks that do, and they go to these events, there's not a lot of screw-ups going on around there. People really respect, I mean, there are people fully armed everywhere you look, and people are enjoying, families are there, kids are there, and it's like, people freak out about that stuff, but if you can handle, like, raising kids and teaching them about safety, stupid stuff's not typically going to happen.
Well, generally speaking, you know, it's just having a high level of respect for weapons, understanding that you never point anything unless you're planning on shooting it. And it's basic common sense stuff, and you just get the children used to that. It's automated. You can't, even like with my kids, if they point a Nerf gun or something, I get very angry at them. I said, it's just a Nerf gun, Dad. I said, you don't point it. If you don't point it at somebody's face, you know, you just don't do that. So it's just getting the habit and the routine and making sure that it's automated and you don't even think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. I think even the toys, the desensitization, if you will, of the danger, because once you get a real firearm and you don't recognize the distinction or difference, that's a recipe for disaster. So that's what we do here on Advanced Medicine, though, is give you the recipe for success, for healing, for empowerment. Unlike the people in our first story, and no, not the ones that are using those air dryers in the public restrooms, which now we know are purveyors of poop, stay away from them, use paper towels, and you'll be fine. But there's a story here on Natural News saying, la, 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 willfully ignoring facts about our health allows us to avoid taking responsibility for our lives. Now, isn't that the story of the Western world that has adopted modern medicine as a religion? I can live however I want. It doesn't matter what I eat. I'll just go in. The doc will give me a pill, and I can carry on the way I was before.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's exactly the mentation, and you and I both know that it just doesn't work that way.
No, the ignorance is not bliss in this case, and of course, then you get the people that are crying that we can't afford health insurance, it's too expensive. It's like, well, you don't have health insurance even if you could afford it. It is disease management insurance, and everything that they do to manage your disease, in fact, can create 10 other diseases. So this idea that you can live however you want and at the last moment be saved by, you know, a medical deity, whether his name is Jesus or whatever you call your doctor, the point is that's plain ignorant, it's plain infantile, it's plain immature, and the doctors who would promote that idea also are profiting off of ignorance, willful, purposeful ignorance in this case, when people choose to put the cotton from the pill bottles in their ears or just sing la, la, la and go about their business.
Yeah. I mean, you're very right about this, Robert, and it's unfortunate. But people just need to start taking more.
Did we lose Dr. Batar right there? Cliffhanger moment. Go ahead, get him, McKenzie. And Super Don, what was that article we covered? Was it a few days ago, or was it even yesterday? What was the big? Everybody hates it. Goldman Sachs, the Goldman Sachs guy. Remember what he said?
Right.
Said something like, if you're actually in the business of curing disease, that's not good for business, right?
It's not a sustainable business model.
Not a sustainable business model. No. So, you know, we build that into doctors promoting management of symptoms that end up creating 5, 10, 20 other symptoms. By the time you reach 50, you're on 5, 10, 15 different drugs, unless you're my mom at 84 on zero. And, you know, it's like, how do you want to die? How many medications do you want in you to degrade you to the point where you don't even know you're alive anymore? And, I'm just not for that level of ignorance. I mean, I understand ignorance, but willful? You now know the difference? Why do people choose? This is maybe an existential question. Why would people choose to live that way? And I don't know, Super Don, maybe you have some insight in it. And until we get Dr. Batar on, I'm curious.
I'm here, Robert.
Oh, Dr. Batar, yeah, answer that question. Why? Why would people choose that?
So I apologize for that. I don't know what happened to the phone. But, yeah, I don't know why people would choose that either. But, you know, sometimes there is that thing when we feel when people are down and they think, well, what's the point? What's the point? Why am I even making this effort? And I think that's what we have to start understanding is that no matter what happens, no matter how tough things go, become, you need to never quit. It's always moving forward. And choosing to live your life in that manner and choosing not to take personal responsibility and choosing to be passive rather than taking an active role in life, it's like a spiral, and it starts feeding upon itself. And I think that, like we were talking about the habit of automation, of making sure that you don't point a weapon at somebody, even if it's just a play gun, it's the same thing here. It's getting into a routine and getting into a habit of taking personal responsibility and understanding that no matter what happens, even if it was somebody else's fault, you take the responsibility and you say, you know, I played a role in this. Nothing happens in a vacuum. Everything happens. It's a dynamic process. And and then choosing to live your life in a responsible manner and making your, you know, choosing to make the life that you want to live, making that a reality. And it may not always work out the way you expected or wanted, but you still move forward.
We've had generations now that have been disempowered. Now, we know it takes two to be disempowered, right? But there is a lot of emphasis on it's not under your control. It's a genetic thing. Your parents, there's not much you can do. And then, of course, the placation toward diet that claims that, oh, well, you eat better, but it's never really defined when it comes to, you know, those broad news reports. Occasionally they'll have a specific thing. But I think a large part of this is that it's built in. It's not technically built into the human genome, but the programming has been so complete over the 20th to 21st century. With all our wondrous advancements in modern medicine and technology will save us. You know, the people that go organic, they're being criticized as having some kind of psychiatric disorder.
Yep, that's true. And again, you know, it's a choice, Robert. It comes down to a choice. It comes down to a choice of how we live our lives. It comes down to a choice of who we choose to associate with. It comes down to a choice of all the various stimuli we allow to stimulate us and to reorient us in whichever way we're going to move in life. And I think that people don't recognize the importance of the association of others that they keep, meaning the you know, who do you associate with? And I think there was some article that was published in a success journal. I think it was maybe in Success Magazine, and it said that the five people that you associate the most with will determine your outcome in life. So if you're hanging out with others, like I think this is a part of with the medical community, you know, that everybody hangs around with, you hang out with the rest of your peers, and if all your peers think one way, then chances are you're going to think the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that old saying, birds of a feather will flock together type of thing, right?
Right.
And
yeah.
So, again, who we choose to associate with will also determine whether we're going to take personal responsibility for the decisions that we make and the choices. And I'm sure the people that are listening going, well, what the hell does that mean? You know, my personal choice to be in this situation or get fired from my job or to, you know, it's not.
You're going deep with this. You're going deep with this.
Well, it's a difficult topic sometimes to talk about, but you know, really, the problem is that when you think that you're, you know, it wasn't when you choose to not take responsibility, you're choosing to become a victim. You're choosing to become vulnerable to that victim mentality, and that's really where the chronic diseases, especially cancer, set up. Sure. I mean, you know, to take this leap, people would say I'm crazy, but this is really where it starts. It's how you think and what you believe. And if you choose not to become a victim, no matter how bad it gets, and I mean, sometimes it gets really bad, and I'll tell you, you know, it's hard. I've been there in those points, and I'm sure you have too, and pretty much everybody on the planet has. But you choose to be responsible, because if you don't choose to be responsible, you don't choose to take responsibility. By definition, you are now taking on the victim mentality. You know, poor me, this happened to me, I have no control over it, blah, 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 blah.
Hey, Dr. Bitar, your statement about, you know, the influencers in your life, I think about, my mom used to say, tell me who your friends are, I'll tell you who you are, right? And you know, you surround yourself with people that might be uplifting or might be draining for you or might have a, you know, a completely radically different belief system. And we've talked about family members. Sometimes we'd have to cleave from them because they're so destructive, not because they want to be or overtly consciously, but they have a belief system that is not supportive of your journey. So sometimes we have to, you know, make tough decisions to say, you know what, if I'm going to survive this, I've got to cut off contact with certain people in our lives.
Yeah, that's a really powerful statement, that they don't support you on your journey, you know, and that's really what it comes down to, because life is a journey. It's not a destination. And so by us choosing those that are going to support us during our journey, through our journey, that's an important choice to make. You know, you have high school friends, and if they were all involved with drinking alcohol while they're underage, well, and that's not going to necessarily forebode well for you in the future. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with drinking. I don't drink. I, you know, change the formaldehyde when you consume alcohol, et cetera, we know what it does to the liver. But forget about all those judgment things and forget about the medical, physiological things. If somebody wants to drink, that's their choice. But what I'm saying is that if you're drinking underage, we know what it does to the brain cells, et cetera, and if all your friends are drinking, it's by death, probably statistically speaking, you're going to be more likely to be drinking yourself. And so to make that choice that, okay, I'm not going to associate with those friends anymore, that is a choice. It's a difficult choice, but it's a choice. And once you make those type of choices and you start getting in the habit of making the right choices, you won't have that victim mentality.
Yeah, very, very well said. Dr. Rasha Bitar here with us doing Advanced Medicine. Go to advancedmedicine.com. For many years, you've been able to access the archives through medicalrewind.com. That's still available as well. And the show notes and all the links that we're talking about at robertscottbell.com. We're going to be answering some more questions from the audience on this break. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, we talked about willful ignorance in the opening segment with Dr. Batar here on Advanced Medicine. What about willful stimulants, right? I think this number is, I guess maybe it's accurate in terms of, it says 16 million U.S. adults are on prescription stimulants. But if you add into the mix the people that can't get by a day without some kind of coffee stimulant, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more, Super Don.
Oh, stop.
Sorry. I got to pick on Super Don a little bit. But 16 million people on prescription stimulants? I mean, wouldn't coffee be enough? What's going on, Dr. Batar?
I had no idea it was that high, but that's just ridiculous. But then I guess it probably would be very similar. Those numbers are probably very similar to pretty much any kind of condition, right? You're talking about how many people are on antidepressants, how many people are taking medication for joint stiffness, how many people are taking, whatever, just fill in the blank, whatever kind of condition.
Yeah.
And it's probably the numbers are exorbitant.
Are they talking methamphetamines here? I mean, this is some pretty serious stuff if you're on serious prescription stimulants. I mean, we're talking like a cup of coffee or 10. I mean, although 10 would be pretty bad. But, I mean, this also, what does it say about doctors willing to do this? I don't know all the circumstances, but my gosh, wouldn't there be a questioning of the patient? What are you doing that you need this to keep going?
Well, that's the problem. See, it's, again, the herd mentality. If it's considered, quote, you know, I'm saying this in quotes, mm-hmm. standard of care, if they've gotten kind of like everybody accepts that, then, hey, it's the standard of care. It doesn't matter whether it's wrong or right or up or down or left or it doesn't matter. It's standard of care. So it's like the vaccines. You know, it's standard of care. Let's just give them more. So once they've got that backing that it's a standard of care and everybody else is doing it, then it's okay. It's not considered insane anymore. You just keep on doing it. And for the doctor, it's a solution mm-hmm. to a problem. The patient comes in, they've got this problem, boom, give them a prescription. You're done. That patient's out. You've buffed and turfed them. They're out of the door. Next.
You know, I'm reading about this, and it says half of the respondents, 56.3%, said they use prescription stimulants for cognitive enhancement, for to be alert or concentrate. So doctors are actually saying, you want this to do what? Oh, sure, here, let me write you that. I mean, I'm at a loss a little bit. I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I'm looking at this and going, really, 53% of these prescriptions are going for people who are, you know, they don't, well, they just want to be able to concentrate. Can you give me that drug so I can concentrate a little bit better?
That's literally what they say. You know, I don't write these kind of drugs, but there is a chiropractor that's been coming to me for years, and that's one of the things he needs from me. I mean, it's like one of two people that I write that medication for, but he's been on it for so many years.
Yeah.
And,
do you think there's a dependency on it in this case?
Oh, without a doubt. It's highly, highly, highly addictive. Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, it's an irony that a doctor of chiropractic would be ending up in that way. That's a pretty much a non-drug therapy, and he's depending on it to keep on going. Listen, folks, ask your chiropractor if he's high on methamphetamines before you go to him or her, because they might not be paying attention to what they learned.
He's a very good chiropractor, but yeah, that's the thing. I mean, that's the problem. People start on some of these things. It's no different than somebody who gets prescribed a narcotic after a surgery and becomes addicted to it because the doctor wasn't responsible in how they prescribed it.
Yeah.
So this chiropractor had been on it for, I don't know, 8 years.
Wow.
And the doctor, before he came to me, and his previous doctor was retiring. And so, you know, I told him I'd help him out, but we'd have to kind of wean him off. And, you know, when I've taken him off or weaned him off, he's just had a lot of problems. So.
Wow. I wonder, you know, if we look at some of the herbs that are adaptogenic, but, I mean, that's a special case when you've been on them that long. You'd have to almost handhold them to get them through this because there's a lot that's involved in the biochemistry at that point.
Mm-hmm.
What a mess, sure. Folks. Listen, drink more water, exercise more. If you need to support your adrenals, we've got homeopathic remedies to do it. There are adaptogenic herbs that can do it. There's so many other ways. To hope, you know, and again, those of you who love coffee like Super Don, you know, go with that, but don't do it intravenously.
Haven't
figured out how to do that yet. I'm working.
Super Don would if we let him, if he figured out a way, Dr. Vitar.
That would be interesting, huh?
Yeah, it's like, Super Don, you're done with the notes at 6 in the morning. What happened? Oh, I found out how to IV my coffee.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh. No. Don't go there, folks. Don't go there. Listen, we got a lot more advanced medicine coming up. In fact, I want to talk to Dr. Vitar in the next segment coming up about cancer, but in a different way, because there's an article about two forms of dietary or supplemental iron. We've talked about the risk of the wrong form of iron actually contributing to cancer. We've had experts on here talking about the oxidation of iron creating problems, but specifically linked to cancer. Let's find out about that and a whole lot more. Stick with us here. Go to robertscottbell.com, advancedmedicine.com, and you'll be in the know when it comes to that advanced medicine that can turn your life around and bring that power to heal back to each and every one of you where it belongs. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, 2 hours today, 6 days a week, but one special hour a week. We have Dr. Rasha Bittar on with us. It's called Advanced Medicine. Typically on a Monday, those of you listening live later on, it's on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio. Hello to our friends in Great Britain, SoundCloud, and YouTube when we do our simulcast, which is awesome. And first heard immediately on GCN, GCNlive.com, our syndicator and radio, and after the show, it's available there right away, pretty much. Now, Dr. Bittar, you know, we've talked a lot about chelation therapy. One of the things is called EDTA. We've got an article here, and we've had some questions about, obviously, detoxification of heavy metals, but this could be the opposite. Could we be putting metals, including iron, which we know is a essential element, iron, you know, in the blood and other areas, but it can really quickly achieve toxicity, especially in the absence of copper. Copper iron is critical to balance it out so it's utilized properly and safely. But I guess I didn't realize how much iron is being used in terms of preservatives in it, or as supplemental forms. They call this ferric EDTA or ferric citrate? I'm trying to see all of the things listed in here. Creating something that is contributing to actual cancer or cancer cell proliferation.
Well, Robert, this comes back to some very old research that was done more than 20 years ago where the normal level of iron, when you look at the patient population, the normal reference range of iron is actually associated with colon cancer, and actually you want to have a lower end in the reference range of iron in your patient population, which is a healthier level. So basically what they've done is what's considered to be the normal reference range of iron, everybody's iron overloaded because of the consumption of meat in our society. So we're as a society overburdened, at least in Western society, overburdened with meat, overburdened with iron. And so our normal reference range is actually skewed to being higher. So the studies that have been done, and this is like I said, 20, 25 years ago, showed that there was a correlation with normal levels of iron. And actually, that's one reason I like to have my patients with a low level of iron. So when we chelate, the iron levels drop anyway. This is one of the reasons for bloodletting or donating blood. You know, you keep your iron levels down, et cetera, and get the turnover of the red blood cells that have a lifespan of 120 days. So that's one of the premises of age management is to donate blood to keep your iron level down. Women have it naturally occurring once a month, so for men it's a little
bit. Yeah, they tend to lose it. But also, what about levels? When you talk about, because you know better than anybody in terms of testing for metals in the body, how the tests can be deceptive, right? You can have it low in the blood but high in other tissues or vice versa, depending on other minerals and cofactors that are there, allowing it to be metabolized, carried. You know, it's more complex than just one area.
But that's very true. If we're specific to this article, they're talking about ferric citrate and ferric EDTA. So the one thing that is important for the listeners to understand is when we talk about ferric is it's a trivalent form of iron, which is it's basically Fe3+. So Fe is the atomic table's symbol for iron, and then 3+. It's a trivalent component of iron, as opposed to ferrous, which is a divalent or 2+ form of iron. So the one that's found in the human body, the one that's found in proteins, is ferric. So you want to have the ferric type. Now, what they've got here, ferric citrate or ferric EDTA, it's the iron molecule bound with something else. For them to say the ferric citrate and ferric EDTA are carcinogenic is absurd. If they want to talk about iron levels themselves, I would probably be open and receptive and concur. But the fact that they're saying specifically ferric citrate and ferric EDTA, these are probably more the natural forms of iron that you would find in a health food store. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a propaganda piece. And here's why I say that. EDTA is a natural chelator. So EDTA is going to bind to the iron anyway. It doesn't make any sense to give iron EDTA, because it's going to be bound to the EDTA, and this should be excreted through the gastrointestinal system. Ferric citrate, you know, this reminds me of the benzoic acid dilemma. So when they used to have benzoic acid in juices, right, some of these compound juices with the mangosteen and acai and some of these other things, and these companies would use benzoic acid inside their bottles as a natural preservative. And the people that were going after these companies of trying to create a problem for these companies, and this was like a couple of network marketing companies, I think Zymogen was one, Zymo was a drink, and then there's a Monavi drink. There's a couple of different companies that had these drinks. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about the benzoic acid, saying, oh, benzoic acid, you know, it causes cancer and blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. Well, here's the problem. Benzoic acid inside a Petri dish it was forming a benzene ring. That's what they were saying, that benzoic acid in the presence of vitamin C in a Petri dish will create the formation of benzene rings, and benzene can be associated with cancer. It's carcinogenic. Right. The only problem is cherries are very high in benzoic acid, and they have vitamin C and they have benzoic acid, but there's no benzenes in cherries, right? And there's other types of fruits that also have a benzoic acid and vitamin C within them, but they don't have benzene. But in a petri dish, when you form that, it did form the benzene grain. So it's, again, this in vivo versus in vitro.
Yeah, it's not always the same.
Exactly. It's not the same. No. And so to say that ferric citrate and ferric EDTA have an association with carcinogenesis, I think is not a fair statement. And they talk about a certain form, a propensity for a formation of a certain component here called a formation of amphiregulin, a known cancer marker most associated with the long-term cancer with prognosis. So we know that most cancer markers, the traditional cancer markers, you know, like PSA and CA125, you know, some of these other ones, they're just not reliable markers anyway. So ferric citrate and ferric EDTA might be carcinogenic. They wouldn't be any more carcinogenic than any form of iron being given. Certainly the citrate and the EDTA would be, in my opinion, safer than any other form of iron. So,
well, and you would, as you, I think you intimated, that higher levels of iron can be problematic. In fact, are problematic, known to be as well. And I would agree that most people who are diagnosed, I don't know if say most, but a lot of people who are diagnosed anemic may not actually be, because, again, they might lack the copper to metabolize properly and, you know, transit the iron where it needs to go throughout the body.
Yeah, so we use a form of iron supplementation that has a bunch of other things with it to make sure that they've got what they need for proper metabolism. So it's not necessarily always just the iron, but it may be some of the support things that you're talking about, some of the cofactors that are necessary. But to remember, citrate and EDTA, ethylene diamine tetracetic acid, these are two. EDTA is by definition, it's a chelator, and by definition, it's inert. And I'm not even sure why you give an iron supplement with EDTA, because it would be bound to the EDTA, so it really wouldn't be biologically active, or if it is, it's going to be significantly reduced in its bioavailability.
Should be moving on right through, hopefully. Well, here we got a question from Officer Hayes on the YouTube, and he says he's trying to draw out heavy metals from kids by giving them what they call detox baths using bentonite clay, diatomaceous earth, and bath water. Is that enough? So far, 3 months, one child's eczema has cleared up. So I was kind of asking this on the break, a sense of how do you determine when you need to go further, like the intravenous or transdermal or different ways that we can aggressively go after? I mean, is it a matter of challenging the body, as you've done with these challenge tests, to release or relinquish? Or is it a matter of, hey, look at the symptoms in this child. Can we pretty much assume over the course of how many years you've been doing this that if we see certain things happening, there's likely to be serious heavy metal burdens that can't be just removed via taking detox baths?
Right. So that's a good question. And I would say that it really is based upon functionality. If a child is normal, neurotypic, you know, everything's fine, neurologically developing, then probably the diatomaceous earth, the bentonite clay baths, and any of these things would probably be just fine. If you're dealing with a child that's developmentally delayed, they have metals that, you know, they're non-excretors, more than likely you're going to need more treatment than just bentonite clay or what diatomaceous earth is going to be able to do for you. And that's where I'd go. I don't think it's necessary to chelate a neurotypic child because their body is naturally eliminating the toxins. I think that as we start aging, you know, once you're in your 30s, 40s, and go beyond that, like I haven't done much chelation. I've only had 2 chelators this whole year. Last year, I probably only had 2 treatments. But you know, I also done like close to 600 treatments in years past within like 3 or 4 years. So, I think that at a certain point, as we have been on this planet longer, we need to probably consider eliminating the metal load from a chronic standpoint basis, because we've been exposed for a long term. The longer we're on this planet, the more we're exposed. But from a child's perspective, to do that, to do IV chelation, yes, if the child's developmentally delayed, then by definition, they're going to be non-excretors, and then I would certainly go with the big guns. If they don't have any type of developmental delay, they're neurotypic, then, you know, it's just a maintenance type thing. They're excreting on their own, and bentonite clay, diatomaceous earth, and those type of things would be fine.
So, yeah, that's a pretty clear distinction. I'm glad you clarified that. And you know, we talk about well, the people that didn't want to know, that willful ignorance this hour. You know, those who are listening to this show or watching this show probably are conscious of the environmental degradation, the impact on their health, even if you make better choices. I even talk about it. I mean, you know me and my diet, how strict I am about eating clean food, but I'm not a numbnut. I can't see what's going on around me. that even the food that is clean.
Super Don said that you were a numbnut. But
you did say that when I wasn't here.
You did say that.
Yeah,
that's
probably
right.
So. All right, go ahead.
Ha ha.
Cough. Coffee up the bum, Super Don. You'll be all better in the morning. So, what I'm saying is that I still am very consciously aware of bioaccumulation because my, you know, my first 24 years were completely, and I won't say blissfully ignorant, just ignorant and ill. Right, and the transition I made at the age of 24 was to live differently, and I didn't forget. It didn't go, oh, now I forgot about all that happened in those first 24 years, that now I go back and eat anything, or even though I'm eating well, ignore the fact that my excretory organs or organs of elimination are going to be challenged as they always are, functionally, dysfunctionally, and I support that. And you know, we have a story coming up about that for our final thing and talking about cancer treatment. But, you know, this is why I do supplement. This is why I do homeopathic drainage support and herbal liver support, do dandelion tea. I mean, there are strategies that, you know, you don't have to do crazy stuff, stand on your head and do things Super Don won't do, right? You can do things consciously to kind of circumvent some of the known influences, influxes that we have no matter how good we eat.
I think that dietary intake and the difficulties that individuals have to deal with by making sure that eating what's best for them, it's probably the greatest challenge that's out there. And it's difficult. It's so difficult to make sure you're eating the right way and eating the right things, because sometimes, you know, we say we just want this and we eat it and then we have the aftermath and we're like, why did I do that? So it is a difficult challenge, but I think that if somebody has difficulty eating certain types of foods, look at it as a blessing because it's your body regulating and helping you to.
You got a signal at least. Those that don't get a signal end up surprised with something devastating, like cancer, for instance. We'll talk about that. A 1 in 7 billion case, apparently, after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Talking about survival in the city or the country, wherever you are, there are toxins raining down. And that's not to say, oh, I'm never coming out again, Robert. Dr. Batar, help. No, we've got to live our lives. We've got to find a way to, you know, be positive and you know, get some joy in your life. And don't expect others to deliver it for you. You got to find it. And, of course, then you can help deliver it to others occasionally. And that helps them. It uplifts them. I'm uplifted when you're uplifted. So there you go. Tell me who your friends are. I'll tell you who you are. I don't know what that says about me, Dr. Batar. You're my friend.
You probably don't want too many people to know that.
I know. Ty Bollinger says, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
And my goodness.
Picture got leaked with you and Ty both kissing me on each cheek.
I know. You're busted, buddy. You cannot escape now. It's like, uh-oh. I don't think you're allowed to go certain places now. But, no, it was all a good fun. Good friends. So, 1 in 7 billion boys stuns doctors by starting to beat cancer on his own. Now, I read this article, Super Don and I were discussing it earlier, Dr. Batar, and it's a little deceptive because if you look at it, your thought would be he's beating cancer on his own. That means there's no medical involvement at all, and he's doing something natural, and he's actually being covered. So they call it 1 in 7 billion because they would never really acknowledge that, yes, people can recover from cancer without oncological intervention. So they say a boy of 8 dying of cancer stunned doctors by starting on the road to recovery without any new treatment. And what he's doing, apparently, according to his mother, is milk thistle and alkaline water, which, of course, is going to be purified. So he's hydrating, and he's doing a known botanical benefit for his liver. But what the headline doesn't intimate is that he's also doing chemo, which, thank God, this mom has got him on something for his liver, because we know that chemo can destroy your liver, destroy your healthy cells, and you'll end up dying of the treatment. And this kid's alive, I think, because of what she's doing.
I think that you're absolutely right. The liver is one of the major organs of detoxification. And if you're supporting the liver when somebody's taking things like chemotherapy, you're going to provide a benefit for them. And I can't comment as to, you know, what the whole dynamic process is and exactly what he's going through, because obviously I don't know all the details. But yes, if you're going to be on chemo and you take anything that's going to improve kidney function and liver function, you're going to be much better off than somebody who is not.
Right. Which is still frustrating to me. I don't know why it is, because I guess I expect too much of doctors to actually read the peer-reviewed literature and recognize that, you know, if you take antioxidants and minerals, things like herbs like milk thistle and others that protect your healthy cells and protect your liver, you're actually not protecting the cancer cells. So the chemo has a better success rate in terms of addressing the cells you want it to kill, and it's less harmful because those healthy cells you want to protect are better protected.
Well, you're assuming that doctors can read studies, and most doctors don't read any studies. They're too busy trying to just keep their head above water, so they don't read anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, again, that is, how many people they have to hire to deal with paperwork and everything else? And, to me, it's not an excuse. It's just the reality. And, you know, I would hope that people would think twice. Now, this young boy, again, to acknowledge the story, it says he's had bone marrow transplants, chemo, but it's shocking to me at a mainstream UK newspaper that they're pointing to the milk thistle and the water and the fresh juices as being the miracle here, and I think they're right.
Absolutely, yeah. Without a doubt, it's helping him. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So is there any study, because I've not seen it, that says taking antioxidants, minerals, herbs that support liver and kidneys would harm, so-called, interesting word to say, harm the chemo treatment? Because they're like, we got to protect the chemo from the herbs. Like, wait a second, this is backwards.
Yeah, this has been a normal contention among the conventional oncologists that you don't want to be on antioxidants and certain nutritional supplements because then you'll strengthen the cancer cells. And it's a little bit of an absurd argument and shows the ignorance in the statement, because that's the whole reason that the cancer cells became cancer cells. That's the reason they become apoptotic and undergo changes that cause uncontrolled cellular proliferation is because of either one, toxicity, or two, nutritional deficiency. I believe usually it's both nutritional deficiency and a toxicity that induces this normal cell to go into a state where the apoptosis is suppressed and the uncontrolled cellular proliferation becomes a norm. And these cells are just trying to survive. And it's no different than a tree. Right before it dies, it rapidly pollinates. Well, that's what a cancer cell is. Well, it was a cancer cell before it became a cancer cell. It was a normal, healthy cell. But then once it is driven to that extreme, mm-hmm. with a nutritional deficiency or toxicity, it starts to go into this rapid proliferation state. And so to say that cancer cells, you're going to strengthen the cancer cells, you're just going to make those cancer cells, give them nutrition so they can hopefully become normal cells again.
Right, exactly. Folks, read the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. I'm holding up for those of you watching on YouTube. Go to robertscottbell.com and advancedmedicine.com and tell them what they need to know. We gotta go.
The power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.